Hey, you're listening to Free City Radio. This is
listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
Good morning, I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world. Good morning, and welcome to the show for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. You might notice that my voice is a little bit scratchy, but I hope it'll hold up for the entire show today. As you may know, we're now in our second week of Fun Drive, the time of year when we ask our loyal listeners to contribute to the radio station to help keep local voices on the air. As I mentioned a moment ago, my voice is a bit scratchy at the moment, but regardless of the state of my vocal cords and throat, I'm able to express my thoughts and to share what I've learned from reading and reviewing books. And I've, so far, the total for the fund drive is $35,704. So thank you very much for that. And for my particular show, there was Deborah with $50 and Colin with $35. So thank you very much for that. It's good to receive donations and to realize that people enjoy what we're putting on air. So I might need to resort to a pre-recorded interview at some point, but I'm hoping to talk about two books related to Lunar New Year, which, as I mentioned, is today. And on Sunday, I was at an event that included some Korean and some Chinese content about the Lunar New Year, and there were some crafts as well to go to, but I was a little bit too tired for that, so I went to the show, but it was very interesting, and I hope as many people as possible will participate in Lunar New Year events. So as I mentioned, we've received quite a few contributions, and if you're interested in contributing as well, we're grateful for those who've already contributed so far, Deborah and Colin for my show and many other people for other shows. And we encourage people to pick up the phone and go online to donate. So the number for calling is 204-786-6877. And the website is fundrive, fundrive.ckuw.ca. And as I mentioned, for contributions of $35 or more, rewards are available, the Friends Card or other rewards. So now to get into the show itself, in national news, according to the CBC, Prime Minister Mark Carney has appointed former Privy Council clerk Janice Charette as the new chief trade negotiator to the United States, in preparation for a review of the North American Free Trade Pact. The announcement from the Prime Minister's office came a day after Mark Wiseman began his posting as the next Canadian ambassador to Washington. Currently, the federal government is preparing for a scheduled review of the Canada-US-Mexico Agreement, or CUSMA, C-U-S-M-A. Then in international news, according to Al Jazeera, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Geneva for talks on nuclear issues with the United States, designed to reduce tensions between the two countries and hopefully to avoid a military confrontation. Negotiations between the two countries were renewed earlier this month after decades of disputes over Iran's nuclear program. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has warned that a regional conflict would result from failed negotiations. So that's the news for today. And in weather, according to the weather from the Forks, for Tuesday, February 17th, the forecast is minus 1 degree with a mix of sun and cloud, and overnight, minus 6 degrees with snow at times heavy. For Wednesday, February 18th, minus 4 degrees with snow, and then overnight, minus 8 degrees with snow. For Thursday, February 19th, minus 7 degrees in snow, then overnight, minus 13 and cloudy. And then for February 20th, Friday, minus 11 degrees and cloudy, and overnight, minus 15 degrees and cloudy. Then for Saturday, February 21st, minus 13 degrees with a 60% chance of flurries, and overnight, very cold, minus 20 degrees and clear. So that's the forecast for the next few days. And now it's time for CQUW's event guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. So for the first event, as I mentioned, it's the Lunar New Year. So according to the Folklorama website, Lunar New Year is a celebration of the beginning of a new year on the lunisolar calendar. Those celebrating considered it the time of the year to reunite with immediate and extended family. The holiday symbolizes renewal, prosperity, and family unity. And so if you go to the website for Folklorama or for Manitoba Great Wall Performing Arts and the Winnipeg Chinese Cultural and Community Center, they'll be hosting a Lunar New Year celebration at the Deshotels Concert Hall at the University of Manitoba on February 21st and 22nd. And then the Manitoba Taste of Asia Festival and the Manitoba Korean Canada Community Resource Network will be hosting a Korean Lunar New Year celebration at the Manitoba Museum on February 28th. And then there is an event that I've mentioned quite often, Community 204 Walks. Join us every Friday, 5:30 p.m. Meet at 605 Main Street. Items needed are water bottles, snacks, and sandwiches. And it's a chance to get out and see the neighborhoods and meet the people, maybe just enjoy the sunshine. Hopefully it'll be warm enough. And just basically to enjoy being out in Winnipeg. So those are a few of the events listed in the guide and available in the city. If you'd like to have your event added to the guide, please call CQUW at 204-774-6877 or email CQUW@uwinnipeg.ca. And then, as I mentioned earlier, it's Fund Drive at the moment. And so if you're interested in donating to help keep local programming on the air, call 204-786-6877 or go to the website at fundrive, fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate online. And contributions of $35 or more will be eligible for rewards, like a friend's card, or there are other rewards as well, a t-shirt with a very interesting design. It's a new one every year. And so now maybe I'll get to some of the books that I was going to talk about. I believe I've talked about both of these before, but with the occasion of the Lunar New Year, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about them again. So the first is All Things Under the Moon by Anne Y.K. Choi, C-H-O-I. That's published by Simon & Schuster Canada, and it's 304 pages. Hardship and crises can break people, or they can inspire new ideas and unexpected relationships, possibly even prompting entirely different ways of dealing with friends, family, and strangers. For Kim Na-young and other characters in Anne Y.K. Choi's novel, All Things Under the Moon, circumstances that threaten to destroy communities and people can also combine to produce a new kind of understanding and determination. An Y.K. Choi is an author and educator, originally from Chungju, South Korea. Her earlier novel, K's Lucky Coin Variety, was on the shortlist for the Toronto Book Award. In 2017, she received the Culture Award from the Korean Canadian Heritage Awards Committee for her work in promoting Korean culture in Canada. She serves on the Program Advisory Committee for Hamilton's Literary Festival and mentors new creative writers in a group that she founded, Writers in Trees. Currently, she teaches creative writing at the University of Toronto School of Continuing Studies. Excuse me. All Things Under the Moon begins in 1924 in Korea, when people of Nanyang's village have been living at a distance from the harsh Japanese occupation. When Nanyang's father decides to marry her off to a man she has never met, she persuades her best friend, Yeon Soo, to flee with her for a better life elsewhere. A violent encounter with Japanese soldiers convinces them to end their mutual escape, with Nanyang returning home to marriage, but Yeon Soo continuing her journey without her friend. Pregnant by a Japanese soldier, Nanyang eventually finds a way to pressure her new husband into claiming the baby as his. The two agree to part, and Nanyang finally attains her ambition to live in the city, where she learns to read and write at the tea shop where she works. Her ongoing quest to find Yeon Soo brings her closer to the Japanese customers, even as she discovers the resistance movement determined to expel the invaders. Although she eventually believes that she has discovered Yeon Soo's fate, she continues to imagine her friend living happily in a country cottage. All Things Under the Moon is a well-written story showing the struggles of a country under occupation, combined with a vivid depiction of Korean culture and family life in the first half of the 20th century. Although the customs and ideals of Korean culture are likely unfamiliar to many readers, the author gives enough context and background information to help readers understand the motivations behind the character's actions. As the author explains in her afterword, the book is inspired by her own great-grandmother's life, giving it a sense of authenticity, although the author has added many fictional elements to add to the story and fill it in. Despite the cultural divide, many of the struggles that the characters face are common to people around the world. The question of telling comforting lies versus the difficult truth, for instance, and Nayoung's conflict between remaining loyal to the Korean people while also becoming familiar with the Japanese people she encounters and using them to gain information, and then the struggle to untangle the loyalties towards family and friends are only a few of the issues that the author highlights. In the end, Nanyang concludes that the real danger in life is knowing too much. Despite a few odd aspects to the story, such as a headless but still living chicken, many readers will enjoy the way that Choi portrays the struggles that her characters face. All Things Under the Moon is very relevant to our own time, as many of the issues are universal. The writing style is easy to follow, and the characters are vivid, making this book a good choice for summer reading. So that's All Things Under the Moon by Ann Y.K. Choi, C-H-O-I, and that's Simon & Schuster Canada, and it's 304 pages. So if you're interested in reading more about Korea in the early 20th century, this is a good book to choose. Now maybe I'll give my voice a little bit of a break. And so this is this is Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz, and it's by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Dieu, je vis encore. Il est donc vrai, la vie comme un serpent s'est glissée dans mon cœur pour le déchirer de nouveau. Mais si ce perfide poison a trompé mon désespoir... y a 5 ans qu'Horatio écrivait cette ballade imitée de Goethe et que j'en fis la musique.
So
nous étions heureux alors.
Welcome back.
Son sort n'a pas changé.
Welcome back. That was part of Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. And that was from... It was by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And while that was playing, I received... The station received another donation from Daniel for $50, which brings the total for my show to $135. Thank you very much, Daniel and the other two donors. And so if we could get up to $200 for my show, that would be wonderful. I hope that you're enjoying it despite my somewhat froggy throat. But it's always good to be able to hear that people like hearing what I have to say and that they enjoy finding out more about what's available in the book world. So the last book I talked about was All Things Under the Moon by Ann Y.K. Choi, and that was about Koreans, South Koreans, during the time of the Japanese occupation. And now this book is called Chinese Prodigal, A Memoir in 8 Arguments by David Shih, S-H-I-H. And that's published by Atlantic Monthly Press and is 292 pages. So my review starts with this. Race is fundamental in the way that people see each other. In Chinese Prodigal, David Shih explores the part that race has played in both his life and the lives of his family and others in his community, drawing out lessons for people of all backgrounds and ethnicities. As he explains in his introduction, Shih's idea for the book came from after his father's death in 2019, when he decided to explore the role that race played in his family's history. The author was only a year old when his family moved from Hong Kong to the United States, some of the first people to benefit from the Hart-Celler Act, which ended a ban on immigration from Asia. Chinese Prodigal explores the role that the author's Chinese background played in forming the route his life took. As part of this discussion, he compares expectations of Chinese immigrants with what the local community wanted from other minorities. Although Asians are often seen as good, hard-working people, a model minority, the author still struggled with the stereotypes that people have of this community. For Shih, being Asian in the United States has been difficult at times, especially when he has been mistaken for one of the many refugees from Vietnam or has had to deal with assumptions about his character based on his ethnicity. Being mistaken for Japanese or other groups has not always been easy for him, but it has given him the chance to reflect on the role of race in people's lives, and especially the way that racism reduces their choices in their lives. With those ideas in mind, David Shih has written a series of essays in Chinese Prodigal about how people's race can affect their lives positively or negatively. He includes many personal and family stories to illustrate the points that he makes, showing the role of traditional values in modern life and analyzing the role that race has played in his family's life. The author discusses ideas such as how second-generation immigrants differ from the first generation, who is deserving of help, expectations of how race will affect countries like the United States in the future, and fairness in how people of different races are treated, especially in relation to the justice system and the media. Affirmative action, interracial marriage, careers available to immigrants, and other issues are also part of this discussion. Throughout the book, Shih gives examples from his own family's life and the stories of others, including the case of Chinese-American police officer Peter Liang, who shot a black man and then failed to give the victim assistance. These examples help to support his ideas, making the book a good choice for readers looking for insights into how race affects people's responses to the challenges in their lives. The author has written Chinese Prodigal in the style of an academic work, although the book has few citations and no bibliography. Despite some difficult sections, however, The book is also a memoir that many readers can enjoy at that level. As a treatise on immigrant life in North America, or as a family story, Chinese Prodigal is worth reading. And then a bit of biography about the author. David Shih is a professor of Asian literature at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, where he has taught for over 20 years. He has written for publications such as New York Times, Electric Literature, Inside Higher Education, and NPR's Code Switch. He was born in Hong Kong, but has lived in the United States since he was a year old. So we're coming close to the end of the show for today. But I hope you've enjoyed, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about some of the struggles that people have found in their lives as either in Korea or in North America, but the role that race plays in people's lives and how people are able to overcome their difficulties and to succeed, or sometimes not succeed, but at least to endure. So coming up next is Democracy Now, and I hope you'll stay tuned for that. But now, just to let you know once again, we're in our second week of Fund Drive, and that's the time of year when you ask our loyal listeners to contribute to the radio station to help keep local voices on the air. So if you've been listening for this half hour, you might hear that my voice is somewhat scratchy and it sounds like it's almost about to give out at the moment. But regardless of the state of my vocal cords and throat, I'm able to express my thoughts and to share what I've learned from reading and reviewing books. So there have been 3 donations specifically for my show. Deborah at $50, Colin at $35, and now Daniel today at $50. Thank you very much to all of you. So that's a total for my show of $135, and for the station in general, it's over $35,700 now. At the beginning of the show, it was $35,704, but I'm sure that it's increased since then. So you still have several days to donate to CQUW to keep local voices on the air. I hear the phone ringing right now, so that may be another donation. So thank you very much for listening, and please stay tuned for Democracy Now!, which is coming up next. And have a great week.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars get you more at
Dooley Records at 557 Portage Avenue. Dooley Records is a crate digger's paradise with vintage vinyl, tapes and CDs added weekly, with spine-tingling vinyl, cassettes that won't put you in debt, and CDs? Well, you just got a CDs compact discs with your 10% discount.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fund Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
So welcome back. I just received word that there's been another donation. So Michael donated $50, so the total for my show is $185. So thank you very much for everyone who's donated. And so we're going to... It's almost the end of the show for today, but I hope you'll stay tuned for Democracy Now! And then also for the other shows today. And remember to go to FundDrive at CQW. friendrive.cqw.ca or go to call 204-774-6877 to donate. And you have until the end of the week, so there's lots of time for that. So thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up next. Thanks, and have a great week.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. Our mission is to engage the campus and the community through radio with a vision of having a radio-driven campus and community. We rely on your input. Join our volunteer team or give us your feedback at 204-786-9782 or by visiting ckuw.ca.
I just wanna play. There's nothing to say. I'm gonna head on down the creek and see what the man has to say. He'll be blowing on the harp and singing from the heart. Can you play us that song about your old log cabin? I just gotta say, what a life that you've made. There's a leak in the roof, a polar bear at your gate. He said it's life in the north. He took an axe off the wall. Then he played us that song about how the cold winds blow. Up a storm and tapping on a tambourine. She said, play us that song about the peaches and cream. He's got a soul like a river flows. He's been down every twisting road. So